You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 11, Christmas in July 2025. Are you ready for Christmas in July? Of course you are, because you're listening to this podcast. Like me, you must be looking for a joyful topic to focus on, and Christmas is just the thing. The big day is less than 200 days away. As I'm coming up with this episode, I'm smelling a cypress and fir candle, drinking tea in my fancy Christmas mug, and feeling very Christmassy. Do you know Christmas in July has been around for quite a while, actually? In 1933, at Keystone Camp in Brevard, North Carolina, campers celebrated Christmas in July with carols, gifts, fake snow, and even Santa. In 1940, the movie Christmas in July was released. And by 1950, retailers used it as a way to boost summer sales. I'm looking forward to Hallmark's replaying of some Christmas movies I enjoy having on. I just read a study that showed rewatching movies provides psychological comfort, reduces cognitive effort, and helps manage stress. Yes, please. Familiar films offer a sense of predictability, making them a common coping mechanism for emotional relief. That sounds like the perfect prescription for getting through the holidays. I find this works with Father of the Bride and The Devil Wears Prada, too. Now, if you want new Christmas content, the Hallmark Channel is showing a new movie every Saturday at 8 p.m. in July, as well as episodes from a new Christmas series every Sunday night. If you still need more Christmas content from Hallmark, they have a Christmas at Sea documentary starting Monday the 7th. On streaming platforms, you can access Christmas movies old and new year-round. But July might be the perfect time to check them out. While you're watching, blend some hot cocoa, milk, and ice, and sip on a frozen hot chocolate. Summer is a common time for vacations. Wherever you're going, see if they have any Christmas stores. On a trip last year to Savannah, Georgia, they had two super cute Christmas stores on the river. This year, my friend Stacy insisted on getting off the cruise ship we were on to get an ornament from the port of Nassau in the Bahamas. I knew at that moment we were going to be friends for life. Ornaments are such good memory keepers. Another thing you might want to do is binge this podcast. Here are some of the most listened to episodes. Season 2, Episode 9 on December 12, 2023, This or That. Season 2, Episode 7 on November 26, 2023, The List episode. And Season 1, Episode 10 on October 1, 2022, The Interviews episode. This is also a great month to spend some time perusing Christmas Instagram posts. I'm constantly saving and sharing ideas I see. I get inspired by others on a regular basis. Watercolors by Bree is an account I follow. She has some great Christmas card and tag tutorials. I just purchased some watercolor paints and brushes from Amazon. July is a great time to create your own cards and tags. What an extra special addition to a gift, and how satisfying to pull those babies out in December, ready to go. Another thing to be on the lookout for are online gift sales. I ordered the greatest hostess gifts for this year from Magnolia. They are packaged gift wrap accessories, and they're in my gift closet, ready to go. Amazon Prime Day is July 8th through the 11th. Taking advantage of deals now can reduce gift-giving stress, and spreading out the expenses of buying gifts is a good thing for the budget. Summer farmers markets are great places to find unique gifts and help local artisans. Just be sure to start your gift list so you remember what you bought and who you plan to gift it to. Here are a few more Christmas in July fun ideas to consider trying. During week one, listen to Christmas music in the car. Week two, Watch a couple of Christmas movies. Week 3. Eat some Christmas goodies. Here's a yummy one. Indulge your family in a Christmas in July candy advent box. Finally, surprise the kids with fun Christmas crackers that you pop and get surprises from at breakfast or dinner one day in July. Here is a recipe for simple peanut butter cookies from Southern Living. And fun fact, the 2025 Southern Living Christmas Recipe Book and Entertaining Guide comes out on September 9th. You can pre-order it on Amazon now to have it delivered on the 9th for $32.99. What a fun surprise for someone special to you to have a Christmas book delivered to their door from you. Note to self, I can think of a few people in my life that would love that, including me. Anywho, back to the recipe. For easy peanut butter cookies, you'll need 4 ingredients. 1 cup of creamy peanut butter, 1 cup of granulated sugar plus more for rolling, 1 large egg, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Now preheat your oven to 350 degrees and line a baking sheet with a piece of parchment paper. Next, stir your ingredients in a large bowl until combined. Then shape your dough into 1-inch balls. Roll them in granulated sugar and place them 1 inch apart on your baking sheet. Finally, press each dough ball down gently with the back of a fork. It's time to bake. Bake the cookies at 350 degrees for 15 minutes or until golden brown. Remove cookies from the oven and place on a wire rack. Continue this process until you have used all the dough. You should have about 30 cookies. Enjoy nibbling with a cold cup of milk or your morning coffee. And now for a sneak peek into season 4. We recently celebrated our youngest son Drew's high school graduation, so it's time to get college ready. We're going to be empty nesters, or as my friend Ashley likes to say, bird launchers. Wait until you hear how we're coping with that life change. In addition to sharing some exciting life updates, I'm planning more hot takes, interviews, a cookie tasting, a contest, and of course, lots of tips and tricks to help you have your best holiday season ever. Stay tuned for a release date for Season 4, Episode 1. And for more Christmas in July ideas, give another listen to Episode 11 from June 16th, 2023, and Episode 11 from June 27th, 2024. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review. If you want to be part of the conversation, follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share at marysmerrychristmaspodcast@gmail.com. Now get out there and spread some Christmas in July joy. You've got this. Thank you.